Welcome to Radio Aficionando, the AOE Mérida radio station. Hi friends, we are the B2-1 students of the School of Languages, and this is our little radio program, a trip around the English-speaking world, where we are going to tell you the best places to travel and practice your English at the same time. So take your suitcases and let's go!
England is an old country of Western Europe with a big reputation in the world. The English have given an important heritage to the rest of the world in many aspects like culture, music, or fashion. Also, they have an important tradition in navy, literature, or science. Its political system and institutions like monarchy or parliament have been a model for a lot of countries. English language has turned into a really powerful language due to British Empire and the economic political power of the United States. There are a lot of reasons that compel you to visit England. The main advantage I find to travel to England is it is a European country near from Spain. It is convenient and comfortable to travel there because you can find a lot of direct flights from Madrid or Seville to London. You don't need to take long-haul flights or to go to the other side of the planet to have a good time. Also, it's a country that belongs to the European Union, so you don't need to do many bureaucratic formalities to go there. Besides, it's a Western country, and we share the same values and culture, what is a good point. I always feel a bit uneasy to travel countries, what show me cultural shocks. The drawbacks of traveling England are not actually very important to pull out staying there. It's true that England is a bit expensive, but I think most of the people can afford to travel there at least once in life. It might be true that food is not very good in England, but you can mix with the locals and find a lot of street markets on your way, what can offer you excellent food at a ton price. The main problem I find to go to England is that lately there are a lot of tourists at there. Places to visit, things to do there. First, going for a walk in English countryside. You will find wonderful, beautiful, peaceful views. You will enjoy a lot of nature places. Bath is a lovely place, only 200 kilometers from London, recommending Roman spa, navy and museums and art galleries. Third, Dover. Visit the White Cliff of Dover. You can get a fantastic view of English Channel and take a ferry to Calais in France. Oxford, it takes only an hour from London. Essential to visit the old colleges of Oxford, mainly Christ College, where Harry Potter film was shot, or Balliol College. All of them are busy places with a lot of university life. London, you have to take the tube and a double-decker bus to feel like a real tourist. You must visit St. Paul's Cathedral, going shopping to Piccadilly Circus, and Oxford Street, going for a walk or on ship, Thames River area, London Bridge, British Parliament, and Tower Bridge. Need to visit. British Museum, especially Egyptian section. Great. You can find a lot of street stalls on your way with food from countries all over the world. Have dinner in a restaurant by the Thames.
If I had to think about my favorite country after Spain, it would be definitely England, because this country is very nice and comfortable, since it takes us about 2 hour flight from Madrid. My classmate and I have prepared a trip to this amazing country. It will be in the Easter holidays, because my nephew, who lives in London, is coming to Spain during a spring break, and he can lend us his tiny house. We have thought that England has many possibilities, so we will take a plane from Madrid on Thursday, 18, to London Heathrow Airport. First, we will visit London and we will hire a panoramic bus or double-decker bus from which we can get off at the main destinations, such as British Museum, London Eye, the Tower of London, Kensington Palace, Westminster, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square, Buckingham Palace, and St. Pablo's Cathedral. However, we think that the Tower of London is the most famous tourist trap in London. On the other hand, this country is very expensive, so we will have to carry at about 1,000 euros per person just in case. In addition to this, we should be going to tours Downton Abbey, Inside Movie and TV, and TV tours. We will visit Highclere Castle in Hampshire, Oxford, and Banton Village of the Beaten Path. Downton Abbey is actually set in the north of England. The journey takes an hour and a half. This accessible tour makes it easy to explore two top UK destinations, Oxford and Highclere Castle, in one day. The price doesn't include either drink or food. It costs 117 with 12 euros. Consequently, we will urge everyone to vote in favor of our proposal. England has a lot of advantage and disadvantage. For example, England is near from Spain. Ticket is cheap, easy to move because it is a country without ID or passport. And a disadvantage, I think, English people speak very fast, but food and meal times are different to us. You have to exchange money, although we belong to European Union, and it is very expensive country.
Good afternoon. Melody is today here in our radio program, traveling around the English world, to talk about how to plan a trip to an English-speaking country, in this case, New Zealand. Well, hi, Melody. Where are you going to go on your next holidays?
Hi, Cesar. I've decided to go to New Zealand. We'll go to the North Island, specifically to Auckland, by plane, and there we'll rent a caravan. We will stay there for 2 weeks. The first week, we'll see the North Island, and we'll dedicate the second to see the South Island.
Really? I love New Zealand. I went there last year. I decided to place for its magnificent landscapes and coastlines. It's also an ideal place for water and adventure activities. One of the problems is the expensive ticket, 2,550 euros round trip. On the other hand, the duration of the flight, it's very long, so it's likely to suffer jet lag. We spend more than a day flying in the plane. But what places are we going to visit, Melody?
The first day I want to visit Northland. We'll stay in Paivia for 2 days and we'll visit the historical site Waitangi, Treaty Grounds, the farmer markets of Matakana, and the Bay of Island and Port Nix, famous for their fantastic diving opportunities. And the next day, we'll go to the Marine Reserve from Goat Island on the route to Whangarei to continue to Auckland, where we'll spend the next days. In Auckland, we'll visit Waiheke Island by ferry, famous for its vineyard, its white sand beaches and its extravagant galleries. After that, we'll go by ferry to Rangitoto, an inactive volcano with several hiking routes. Next morning, we'll leave for Waitomo to to visit the famous caves of Lumines Larvis, and then we'll rappel down to the abyss. The journey continues toward Rotorua, the highest city in the country, and the heart of the Maori culture, known for its geothermal activity and its geysers. The Puutu geysers is remarkable in Wakarewa, a mud pools hot where we can relax. In Rotorua, we'll stay in the Millennium Hotel. Later, we'll visit Te Puia, a thermal reserve and Maori cultural center at the National Institute of Arts and Crafts, where you'll be able to appreciate the art of carving Maori inherited from generation to generation. In this park, you can also see the boiling mud and the famous geysers, part of the reserve. We'll also visit a kiwi house, reproduction of the natural habitat of the night bird kiwi, one of the national symbols of New Zealand. In the afternoon, we'll visit Marae, a Maori meeting place, where you'll be greeted in the traditional way and we'll see a demonstration of dances and Maori songs. Afterward, we'll enjoy the hangi dinner prepared in underground furnaces. The fifth day, we will go to Taupo. We will travel by kayak to see the Maori carvings in rocks of Main Bay.
Okay. For the South Island, we could visit, as a recommendation, the City of Christchurch. We can depart during the morning to Waimangu Thermal Park to make a guided walk through the main points offered by the thermal body. We can stay in the Rendezvous Hotel, Christchurch being with a visit of the city, including the restructuring after the earthquake, as is the temporary cathedral, the shopping center in containers, as well as the panoramic point from the sign of the Takahei. Next day, we can visit Te Kapo Lake, fed by the glacial waters which give it that shade of aquamarine and gray colors. We can stay the Kapo Heights Hotel. Another important city is Queenstown. We can go to Milford Sound and pass by Tiano, a village by the lake of the same name. Continue on winding roads until you reach the Homer Tunnel, entrance for Fiordland National Park. Embark on a cruise ship that will take you through the fjord itself to the Tasmanian Sea, where you can see some examples of local fauna, such as sea lions and sometimes dolphins. Appreciating a central frame, the Peak Mitre and the Bowen Waterfalls. We can return by scenic plane, flying over this park of high waterfalls, rainforests, glaciers, rivers, and valleys until you reach the city. Don't forget to do Safari Lords of the Rings. Take the adrenaline pack with rafting, bungee, helicopter, and turbine boat. Steamboat ride earns slow and skydiving, of course.
Without a doubt, I think it will be a good trip.
Oh, that's right. I agree with you. So thank you for being you here today in our program.
A pleasure.
Australia. Why visit Australia? If you visit Australia, you will discover the paradise that you thought did not exist. It's an idyllic tropical island that offers you countless possibilities to enjoy. Doing not much of anything or joining a tour into the rugged and awe-inspiring coasts. Visiting sanctuaries and wildlife parks where you can see many amazing animals or cuddling a koala. And the parks offer you a lot of supervised experiences. The beautiful Australia is well known as the land of the sun, surf, and the unique outback. Australia landscape is really amazing. It has incredible green valleys, mountainous terrains, tropical and dry. This diversity is reflected, among other things, in its variety of vineyards. Each wine region gives us a truly unique product, and Tasmania's cool climate results wines with crop, brightness, and elegance.
The reason to visit Australia and least one in your life, the road trips. Road tripping Australia is the best way to see the country. Although Australia is huge, with very remote areas and lots of gravel roads, only a car can see the unique or back some of the best of the beaten path things in Australia because they are so remote. The sunrise and sunsets. Australia's sunrise and sunsets are some of the best in the world. If you are traveling on the East Coast, you will see the sun and sunset from the sea in the morning, or watch the sun gradually leave the sky, turning the horizon into oranges and pink color in the afternoon. The wildlife. You can see kangaroos and koalas, and also the fast and strong-beaked emus, colossal crocodiles, and bats of all sorts of funky color and snakes. Natural beauty. Australia has the most beautiful and exciting landscape. You can swim under a tropical waterfall, relax on the beach all day or snorkel in the Great Barrier Reef, for instance. The rains on climate. In Australia, always summer somewhere. Australia has desert and rainforest, Mediterranean and temperate climate, and even ski resort that run in the winter. Friendly local and basket. Australians are internationally known as lovely people. People in Australia are incredibly friendly and talkative and love speaking to travelers to their country and keen to share travel advice and tips for travelers to the country.
It's swimming cities. Australian metropolitan areas deliver some pretty extraordinary urban experiences, from Sydney's pulsating ambience, vibrant culture, and enticing beach lifestyle, to Melbourne's charming European flair and unsurpassed coffee culture. There are a plethora of amazing things you can do, see, and experience in Australia's shimmering cities. Adelaide, with love parks and many entertainment opportunities. Perth, with beach fun, great food, and booming arts scene. Canberra is a feast of design and architecture lovers, with world-class museums, large open parklands, and wide tree-lined avenues, and Cairns makes it an ideal destination for adventure seekers. Pros and cons. It is true that when considering a trip of such distance, we should expect some inconveniences, such as the jet lag, layovers, or waiting times at the airports, or perhaps their high prices, given that this country has a high socioeconomic level. Another aspect to keep in mind, but positively, because it is important, is the weather. Australia is a country for all seasons. You can do practically anything here at any time of the year. Nonetheless, comparing the cons and the advantages when making this trip, the advantages have much more weight. So don't hesitate. Choose Australia. You will not regret it.
I am going to talk about why we must go to the Republic of Ireland. Ireland is a nice country with green landscape. This country has advantages. They have the same monetary system, so they use euros. Furthermore, it's not very far from Spain. Ireland is the land of great writers like Oscar Wilde or Joyce, and musicians like band U2. There are different places that you could visit. For instance, the Giant's Causeway, an area of basalt columns, the result of an ancient volcanic fissure eruption. It was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. Dublin, the capital city, the National Museum of Archaeology, Trinity College, and the Guinness Storehouse, the famous Black Irish beer. Besides, you could do different things. For example, you can walk in exotic places, in those green meadows. You can drink black beer and eat typical Irish food. You can practice Gaelic sports, which are the sport played in Ireland. Apart from that, this month is St. Patrick's Day, a cultural and religious celebration held on 16th March, the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, and celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. So you can enjoy that day like an Irish. Come to this wonderful country that will catch you, and I am sure that you will fall in love with Ireland.
If you are planning to take a journey on your next holidays, let me recommend you a nice country which isn't very far from Spain, and where you can enjoy some wonderful days, visiting beautiful places and walking throughout green landscapes and taste different foods. This place is Ireland. The main advantage that you won't have any problems to pay there, because they use the same currency, the euros. The only inconvenience are on the one hand, the weather. Ireland is a rainy country, so you would always carry an umbrella. On the other hand, you would improve your level of English before to travel, because Irish accent is very closed. The most important cities on this country that you should visit are Dublin, the capital of the country, Galway, and Cork. If you have too many days, you can visit some small towns too. I will recommend you to rent a car so you can explore rural landscape quickly. Enjoy some good views, which aren't monuments and typical things that you can see in a city, and discover nice and remote locations. Among the places that you can miss on your journey are the Trinity College, especially its library, the Guinness Storehouse, the Disneyland of the beer. There you will be able to taste its famous black beer, the giant Causeway with its spectacular basalt columns, the National Museum of Ireland, where you can know about culture and history of Ireland, Kilmore Abbey with a beautiful garden. And finally, I recommend you two of the most important events that are celebrated in Ireland every year: St. Patrick's Day and the Gaelic Games.